This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, August 17, written by John Couperus. The Sword of the Spirit, from Ephesians 6. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. In our ongoing battle with the forces of evil, the Lord commands, take the sword of the Spirit. This is the only weapon we are given among all the combat equipment mentioned in this Bible passage. And what is this weapon? The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. Hebrews 4 verse 12 describes it this way. The Word of God is alive and active. Sharper than any double-edged sword, it penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Our enemy hates this weapon. He was repelled by the Word of God as he tempted Jesus in the wilderness. On the festival of Pentecost, as Peter preached the good news of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, the sword of the Spirit cut people to the heart, and they cried out, "What shall we do?" The Word exposed their sin, and Peter explained the solution. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. Hell lost its grip on 3,000 people that day as they found freedom in Jesus. God's Word is the true story of how God loves us at great cost to Him. Can you see why it's so important to spend time in God's Word and make it part of our daily lives? Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for your Word, which is alive and active, by which we can battle the forces of evil. We treasure your Word and thank you for the life it brings. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.